Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
So today we're going to try Watermelon Lemonade by Crook and Marker.
You had to say it slow?
Yes. Zero sugar. Zero sugar. Less than 1 gram of carbs. 80 calories. 11.5 fluid ounces. 4% ABV.
I like them.
4% juice.
That's why we're drinking.
Did you say 8-pack? You picked this up in an 8-pack?
Yes, because there were two of each flavor.
Two of each at Target.
Yep, for $13.99. I'm pretty sure they were on sale $13.99. We're going to have this one, but I don't think this was going to be good because I don't like watermelon.
Look at that.
Ew.
It's a weird color.
Ew. The dog's looking at me through a chair like she's going to be naughty.
She's going to pounce.
She's going to be naughty. That is as neon pink as you could get.
They have that. Like, I think we said it, I don't remember which one it was in, but another hard seltzer that had a citrus in it, how it was that whitish colored.
Yeah.
It wasn't clear. This is our second one. They both have that where they're kind of hazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that color would match right. This is what I think raspberry lemonade would look like.
You would think, but it did not.
Like, I don't think watermelon's going to be pink.
I mean, obviously, it is for...
Even the juice is redder than what this is. Smell.
It smells like bubblegum.
Yeah. Yeah, like that...
It smells like bubblegum. It doesn't smell like watermelon. I don't like watermelon at all. I don't like watermelon-flavored things. I don't like watermelon cut up in a bowl. So I'm really not looking forward to this one. It smells like bubblegum, though. Not watermelon bubblegum, like bubblegum.
It's kind of like that lemonade and sweetness are mixed well together. Like, this is what I would rather smell than we just did the raspberry lemonade version. I would rather smell this. I think there's a hint of watermelon, but I'm not saying I could pick it out. I think, like you're saying, I would almost say like a cotton candy hard seltzer if I was doing this blind. Yeah. Something along that lines.
Kind of smells watermelon. Like the cotton candy haze.
Yeah.
From New Holland. No, not New Holland, Big Lake.
Yeah, Big Lake. But yeah, watermelon, not in the smell. It's subtle.
Tastes like a Jolly Rancher. That's what a watermelon Jolly Rancher kind of tastes like.
I still get some of the alcohol in here, too.
Really?
Yep.
I don't get the alcohol in any of them. But I don't... It tastes like watermelon.
I don't know. I think this one has a better overall taste than that raspberry one.
Because
you get the watermelon... You get a slight, I guess, lemonade, but it's not like a tart or tangy lemonade. It's more sugary, like there's too much sugar. But the sugar doesn't come through as much as it did in the raspberry. Yeah.
No. I don't. I think that the raspberry tasted fine, so... This one is going to be worse because I know I'm not going to like the flavor.
It's
the aftertaste.
I had
to buy the box, though.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It had lemonade, and it had raspberry, and it had blueberry. That's why I bought them. And I was like, I can deal with these two.
Yeah.
There's only two of them in there, but.
I'm going 3.25. I think this is a different 3.25 than the other one.
I'm going to go with a 3, and I'm not drinking the rest of that.
Okay, let's check Untappd.
Like I kind of figured I would.
323 people have checked it in. 2.28 out of 5. Nobody.
If you like watermelon, it's for you.
I don't. I like watermelon. I wouldn't drink this again.
Well, you're going to have to because there's an extra one upstairs.
Well,
I'll take it to work and share it with my friends and be like, here, you guys like the other things. Why don't you try this?
Try this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not enough watermelon taste for me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.